Hello, good afternoon. Hey, this is Maria Vasquez-Boyd, your host of ArtSpeak Radio, and my... There you go, there's my microphone in place. Thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, making us a part of your afternoon. I say that every week, but I'm really truly pleased that you allow us in your ears, so thank you for that. Of course, right now we're going through our 2019 Winter Pledge Drive, so we love that you love to support this little old radio station, and you can do that by calling in with your pledge, 888-931-0901, because, you know, everyone who's tuned in or been a guest or enjoys some of the programs that we have, we've got some stellar programs, man. We've got some really great programming at the station. Support us, you know, 888-931-0901. You can also pledge online at kkfi.org. But it's always nice to talk to someone in person, right, on the phone. So today we've got some terrific folks in studio with us that braved the ice and the cold, and they were fine until they hit our parking lot. And then, it was a little slick. We've got Hugh Merrill here, and Amanda Penley, Abby Ludlow, Vanessa Lacey, and Teresa Dirks. They're all here in the studio live at 39th and Main. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start off with a conversation with Amanda Penley and Abby Ludlow. And they're with the Johnson County Public Library at, I guess it's actually called the Central Resource Library now, isn't it? That is at 9875 West 87th Street in Overland Park, Kansas. And they're going to talk about stuff. So let's talk to them about stuff. We've got Amanda Penley and Abby Ludlow. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
I'll go ahead and start.
Yeah.
I am a youth services librarian, and I am recently started with Johnson County in the last year. So one of the first things that I was excited about was to learn about our teen literary magazine, Elementia. And it features teen voices, art and literature, poetry, short stories, essays, photography, just about anything you can think of. And we've been publishing it for, well, over 10 years now. We started in 2005, and we just had our best of published last year. So that was like the best 10, our first 10 issues. And then we're coming up this year, we're going to be publishing our 16th issue, which is very exciting. I will let Amanda speak a little bit about the process.
Well, I want to say congratulations on the magazine, because they're really beautifully put together, and the work and the words and all that. So congratulations on that longevity of that.
Thank you.
And then we have teen editor Amanda Penley, who's a 19-year-old writer from Kansas City, Missouri, and she's going to talk about her part of Elementia.
So this is my third time on the Elementia Editorial Committee, and it is such an amazing experience. I've loved writing from a young age, and when our fearless leader, Kate, approached me to ask me to join, I was overwhelmed, and I've loved the experience. Every April is when our issue comes out, so all up until that deadline, we are working hard, our editors and our designers, about 50 hours in the month of February alone, just to get all this work done. On average, we get about 800 to 1,000 submissions for each issue, and then we go through those and narrow it down to about 60. So it's about lower than a 30% acceptance rate, which is very particular, but we love the writing that comes out of it. Our theme this year that will be announced, or that will be published in April, is Breaking Free. So we wanted to ask our community and our teens what they think about breaking free and what that means to them. Is it about expectation or flight or overcoming an experience that has meant so much to you? And we want to hear all of their stories.
Well, that's a terrific opportunity for some new writers and all. Let's talk about some of the guidelines, some of the work that you're looking for.
Yeah. So we publish anything, poetry, short stories, essays, graphic design, digital art, and painting. And we just want someone to tell their own personal narrative. Mm-hmm. So what we're really looking for is originality and technique. So when you're thinking about writing a poem, think about what do I want to say and what message do I want to convey through my writing that will hopefully reach someone's heart or ears and that will touch someone's life.
I love that, yeah. And Abby, you've been active in libraries for over 10 years and all that, and you're very passionate, I understand, about your work. What sort of advice do you have for young writers that are looking to submit some work or some experiences that maybe something that is standout writing that you've come across?
I think my best advice to any young writer is don't let your fears stop you from putting yourself out there. I know a lot of people who have a lot of talent who are just unsure of themselves. They have a lot of self-doubt, and they say, well, no one's going to like my work, so they don't even try to submit it anywhere. And then you've kind of lost before you even began.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would definitely say submit, and be prepared to get some rejections sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the process. And if you are hoping to be a writer, you're going to have to develop a little bit of a thick skin, at least as far as that goes, as not everyone will see your vision as well as you do. I think also being open to constructive criticism is super important. There are going to be people in your life, whether it's a teacher or a friend or maybe a librarian, who has something to say about your work and how you can make it better, and trying to be open to that. Some of the best work that I have read, even recently, speaks so much about how your personal experiences connect with the world around you, and how there's so much going on in our world today that is divisive. But we can connect through things like writing. We can connect through things like art. And it doesn't have to be us versus them. It can be we are all relating to the same experiences.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Very good. If you just tuned in to Art Speak Radio, I am talking to Amanda Penley, who is the teen editor for Elementia, and also the Johnson County Library Youth Services Librarian, Abby Ludlow. We're talking about some of the guidelines, some of the writing that they're looking at for their next issue. Save the date for Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8 for the issue number 16 reception featuring the author, National Book Award winner, and National Ambassador for Young People's Literature, Jacqueline Woodson. That's exciting.
It is very exciting. Here.
And, you know, this is strictly for the Johnson County district, right?
No.
Okay.
Anyone, anywhere. We've had submissions from Africa, even. So anyone is eligible
worldwide,
as long as they fit into the teen category. That's really what we're looking for.
Okay. Do you work with some of the school districts in all to encourage writers to submit their work?
That's actually how I met Kate. Uh-huh. She came into my high school creative writing class, and she kind of picked out my voice and said, I think you're really talented, and would you submit for the magazine? And I said, well, of course. And that was really the catalyst for me having self-confidence in my writing, so I'm forever grateful for her for that.
Yeah. You know, if we want to share contact information where folks can look at the guidelines and whatever information they need to submit, share that with us.
The best place to go is jocolibrary.org/elementia, and that is ELEMENTIA.
Beautiful. And again, the address of the Johnson County Library, it's also the Central Resource Library, it's known as, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is...
That's one of our... We actually have 14 locations. So don't feel like you have to go to the Central Resource Library to get any of our copies of Elementia, which are available at all of our locations. But that one probably is the best known. We consider it kind of, as you say, the central resource. So,
9875 West 87th Street in Overland Park, Kansas. But I like that you have so many other locations that people can get information, gain information. Are there folks available to help someone, a teen writer, with, just take a look at this and read this. What do you think? Is that a part of it or no?
I think... Specifically to get help with writing, we do have a service. It's kind of a database through the library called Homework Help with tutor.com. And they do have a service where you can submit any type of writing, whether it's for Elementia or for your English class. And they will give you some critique and help you work on it, which is great. As far as someone in person helping you, I would definitely recommend we do have in-person homework help at our central resource location.
Okay.
So that would probably be your best bet. If you came and talked to me, I'm sure I would be able to give you some tips, but I unfortunately cannot bi-locate.
And so people can pick up the issue, the next issue, at the reception again, which is Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8, and that's going to be at the Central Resource Library.
Yes.
And that will also feature National Ambassador for Young People's Literature, Jacqueline Woodson. How exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exciting.
I love that. Yeah. Is there anything that we've left out that we want to mention that...
I want to talk for a minute about our keynote authors.
Yeah,
so
please.
Each issue with our different themes. So the theme that was published in 2018 in April was Time. And for that, we picked author A.S. King, who is someone that we thought their work really embodied the theme and who we wanted to honor with just this award of being our keynote author and to be able to speak to all the aspiring writers in the Johnson County area that were able to come to the reception. So this year, when we got Jacqueline Woodson, we were so thrilled. Our editorial committee and our design committee has read Brown Girl Dreaming, and we have had many discussions about it and how it impacts the world and youth. And we are so very excited to hear her speak in April. I cannot wait.
Now, do folks need to make reservations or claim a seat prior to that? And
yes, there will be an RSVP, I believe.
It's not required, but we would love to know if you're coming just to make sure we have enough
goodies. Yeah, I get that.
Goodies. I would also like to highlight, I don't know if Amanda was super clear on this, the magazine is edited almost exclusively by teenagers. We have 14 editors and designers, so I am here as a figurehead of the library, but I do none of the editorial work.
Wow.
The teens really have taken over, and we are very excited about that.
Well, and, you know, aside from that, too, just the design of the magazine itself, it's really beautiful.
Yes.
You know, so it's a real feather in the cap in the community, and, of course, for the library and the contributing teens for this magazine. So thank you for all of that, because, you know, this is important to our youth. This is important to hear their voices.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you so very much, you know, we'll have you back. I promise. We'll have you back.
Well, thank you for having us.
Very good. And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio right after this. And with that, we have our big bad Bill with us right now. Our big bad Bill Sundahl.
Call me Sweet William.
Oh, baby. You know, we love you, Bill. Bill's our development director here at KKFI. And you got a few words.
I do. We are going to start
and
the Champions
up.
Challenge. Oh, you weren't serious. So I just started a 5-minute timer because I know you have a lot of guests. And so we're sort of shrinking our Champions match time. So I would say to you folks out there listening, if you value Maria's show and KKFI in general.
And they do.
And of course they do. If you hear my voice, I know that you care about what's going on in your community and want to learn about the new innovative artists and authors. And geez, you never know what you're going to get on Maria's show. There's all kinds of talented people. So,
well, it's all about the community.
That's right. And so your way to support right now and get your donation doubled by Maria herself. She's her own champion. That's Yay. How cool she is.
Well, you know, I believe in the station, and I believe in the community, and, you know, providing a voice, a venue for our community folks to speak and share their talents.
That's right. And it's, and that's the reason KKFI exists.
Yeah,
so
baby.
It's a good thing you came here.
Yep.
888-931-0901 is your way to support community radio and arts speak. And so, or you can go online at kkfi.org. All of our thank you gifts are listed there as well.
Yeah, and they've kind of changed through the years.
They do, yeah. So we'll bring back the T-shirt eventually, I promise. But so this time we've chosen to do, we have a couple of pairs of tickets at $7.50 a month or more. You can choose reserve seats for Medea Benjamin's talk on the 16th of February, which is next Saturday at All Souls, or Blues Kitchen Live, which is a live broadcast and blues concert at BB's Lawnside, and that is on the 9th of March, and that is 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning. Wear your pajamas. And
I'm sorry,
not,
I wasn't listening.
You know, right, no, I wasn't talking to you anyway. I was talking to the good people out there listening.
I wasn't listening. I'm queuing up my music. No, I mean, we've got some great stuff. I even saw Sam Weissman in who had a knitted KKFI hat.
Oh,
that was the last.
That was from the
class,
last drive, yeah. So if you were smart enough to donate back then, you'd be wearing your KKFI cap today.
I'm going to sneak in your office and get one.
Oh, no, they're all gone. So we got tumblers, like stainless steel, 20-ounce travel mugs that the hot thing's hot and the cold thing's cold, an umbrella for $20 a month or more, and, of course, the guest DJ certificate, come and take over a 100,000-watt radio station for $150 donation.
That's a lot of power.
It's a lot of power. But what you really get is Berea every Wednesday from noon to 1. Mm. You get Mark Manning from 10 to noon. You get KKFI, your community, broadcasted right back to you. The stories and the history is being made right here, and everything that goes on, this town is clearly experiencing, and I don't know if it's unparalleled, but it's a wonderful renaissance in art and culture. And filmmakers, and everywhere you turn, there are artists making wonderful art.
There's
right
room
here.
For everybody here. In fact, you know, a lot of our DJs here for the jazz programs, the music is curated by the jazz musicians themselves, you know, Sam Weissman and my beautiful Jeff Harshbarger, and of course,
KC,
Roger,
and Gerald Dunn.
Yeah,
definitely. You got your jazz geek there on Friday.
Well, and I don't just want to focus on the music portion. You know, we have some terrific public affairs programming.
That's right.
For the community. For the community.
That's right. Man. And your way to support that is 888-931-0901. And now is a perfect time to double your donation, thanks to our gracious champion, Maria Vasquez Boyd.
Yay,
indeed.
888-931-0901, kkfi.org, if you want to pledge online.
That's right. Again, that number is 888-931-0901. And so, we have several thank you gifts, and we're happy to give you what you really get is KKFI. Yeah. You turn on the radio dial, or you tell your smart speaker, play KKFI, and it's right there every time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is a human in this building broadcasting to you.
And when you think about that, I mean, it's crazy to think there's someone always here. There's always a light on in this studio.
Yeah. You know? When you're at home, hunkered down in your blizzard, there's somebody sitting in that chair. It's amazing.
It's true.
I mean, for
often
31 years, this has been going on.
Often it's Mike Murphy. And we love Mike Murphy.
Yes, we do love our
we
Mike
We have some
Murphy.
Dedicated volunteers.
That's true.
And programmers.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And Maria is one of those, and she's been generous enough to print a $100 bill, set it right down in front of us.
It's and, got my picture on it and everything.
But we have to stack another $100 with it. And so the phone volunteers are in there ready to take your calls. And if for some reason it gets busy during these champions matches, it rolls over to my desk. So just leave a message with your name and number, please, and I'll call you back.
Maybe,
or just try back.
Maybe we should have asked them in our sexy voice, Bill.
Do I have a sexy voice?
No, it's kind of creepy, but thank you for trying it anyway.
You know, let's try it on. See if it fits. 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org. And thank you for letting us interrupt your show with our fancy pledge drive. That's how we keep this place rolling. So we might come back toward the end of the show and talk some more about the value of KKFI. But right now, call 888-931-0901. Support ArtSpeak Radio and all the programming here at KKFI. And get your donation doubled.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this.
Support for KKFI provided by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Bridges of the Heart, a Valentine's concert by soloists from Park University, International Center for Music, performing concertos with the orchestra, featuring piano, violin, and cello, for lovers of Chopin, Saint-Saëns, Tchaikovsky, Haydn, and more. Wednesday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Folly Theater. Learn more at kcchamberorchestra.org.
ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, call 888-931-0901 because we need your support. We desire your support. Or you could also pledge online at kkfi.org. I would love to introduce my next guest, who is Hugh Merrill. He's got a full color book of poems and drawings out. It is called Dog Alley. Hugh is an internationally renowned artist and educator. Let's talk to Hugh. He's going to share our ears with some of his work. Hello, friend.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, honey. I love that you're here. Thank you so much, Hugh.
Well, and thank you for having me.
Your book is gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, we can thank the powerhouse, Jeanette Powers,
yeah,
for helping to put it together. And it was published through her,
mm-hmm,
at Stubborn Mule Press, which is a great name for Missouri Press. And it's exciting.
Yeah, beautiful. And then let's talk just real quickly. There's going to be a book release party that's going to be at the Kansas City Artists Coalition in conjunction with the KCAC annual auction February 7th. So
yes.
That's Friday, yeah.
Yes.
So your book will be available. Your books of poetry will be there available for sale with the funds going to the Kansas City Artists Coalition, right?
Correct. The first $100.
Yeah, I love that.
Goes to KCAC, and they're a great organization. Done so much for the artists in Kansas City, and it's an honor and a privilege to have them host my reading.
Beautiful. Let's talk about the work contained in the book. I understand that they're very intimate, and you mentioned that to look at memory and aging, loss, privilege, and sexuality all wrapped up in this visceral language, right?
Yeah, it's poetry.
Oh, poetry. Oh, it's
poetry,
that.
Of course. That's what poetry is. It's interesting because a poem is something that exists outside of the poet. I was able to talk to Poet Laureate and do a project with Robert Pinsky years back,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and he pointed out that that the poem is not expression, it's not memory, it's not the therapeutic side. Those are things that go into the poem, but the poem is a standalone form. It's something that exists in itself, and it mm-hmm. has its own needs,
mm-hmm.
and so I told him, and I think this is true for a lot of poets, not all, but a lot, that the poetry seems to travel through me, and it's connected to those memories, the individuation of myself as a from teenager to a young person,
mm-hmm.
On into now an older person. It's all there, but it's not descriptive of that. It's a poem. It takes its own form.
You know, when you say that, in my head immediately clicks into like a snapshot. It feels like a snapshot, a quick sort of view of any moment in your life. I mean, is that something that's like that, or is it completely different?
Yeah, I could read a poem.
Oh, I would love for you to. Yeah.
That let me read this poem Observations, and then we'll come back to your question.
Oh, and it's G-rated, right? It is now.
It is now. I did have to. The poem I was originally going to read was no, that's not going to work. Observations.
Yeah.
Observations. Okay. Quick step two-step from Texas to Carolina. The guitars wail. The old toad hated the rain but kept a steady course. Drowning in the sand bunker at the 16th hole, Anniston, Alabama, Country Club, 1957. You know, in the woods was the remnant of a six-iron bent and thrown there over 50 years ago during the Country Club's championship. Downtown, the black preacher dressed sharp and never stopped her commentaries. By her account, forgiving was easier than being forgiven. Forgiving, you leave something with the other. Receiving forgiveness, you had a gift that you could not return. We're not sure how it operates. It didn't come with batteries. There are no instructions. The preacher laughed, shook her finger, pointed towards heaven. Mississippi! Alabama got me so upset. The choir sang, quick, quick. Thank you, Nina. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I had to leave out the GD word.
We appreciate that. But,
yes.
But, you know, it really, there is a visual, and it's very visceral in its content. So,
It is a shout-out to Nina Simone, who wrote a song, Mississippi, Gosh Darn.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
that's all right.
Yeah. And Alabama's Got Me So Upset, mm-hmm. and it was written mm-hmm. in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
The poem didn't know it was going to end there. Mm-hmm. The poem started with me as a child and a fleeting memory of cutting my foot on a broken Coke bottle at the Anniston, Alabama Country Club and being told a story later on, maybe that day, maybe at some other time, about my uncle in the championship throwing his club into the woods. So as I sat down and began to write, one image flows and goes into another and goes into another, and then it has to be structured as a as a poem.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about you have been a contributing artist, a guest mm-hmm. here on ArtSpeak Radio, and it made me think of the time that you came on the program, and I was posing questions to a number of folks to respond to. Where were you when? And you wrote about when John F. Kennedy died.
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Yeah, it was in Alexandria, Virginia, and of course we knew the Kennedys, and I used to go out to Robert Kennedy's home as a kid, and I played with his kids,
sure.
and dog and stuff, but there would be 100 other people invited. It wasn't just one, but yeah, I was fortunate enough to have those experiences, including, and I've just written a book that has been finished, and now it's going for publication called Whiteout, and it tells the stories of growing up in narratives from a privileged family in Alabama, and I didn't think we would get to talk about that. So
yeah. And that's fine. I mean, as I said, sitting here talking with you, it just reminded me of that particular story. So, you know, we're going to take a real quick break away from Hugh Merrill. We love our Hugh Merrill. Talking about dog.
Give money to the station.
Yes, thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio and Hugh. This is ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. I'm here with Hugh Merrill. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Maria.
And we're in our 2019 Winter Pledge Drive, and we need your help. We need your help keeping this radio station alive, because it is community radio. If you call 888-931-0901, we'll be happy to take your money. Or you can pledge online at kkfi.org. I want to tell you, Hugh Merrill is not only a beautiful person educator, artist, poet. He's also helped support this station, and you're a sustained donor, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Hugh.
And I'll increase that. And like they say, that it's the easiest way to do it. It comes off my credit card. I don't even notice it. And I would like to challenge two groups. One is I'm a faculty at the Kansas City Art Institute, and KKFI has been such a great supporter of education and the arts, and therefore the Art Institute, that all my staff and friends and colleagues there, I implore you to kick a little cash this way.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then the poets in town.
Yeah.
You know, all you poets.
Put your money
some
together.
Money, you know.
We love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, Hugh's got a full color book of poems, Dog Alley, and drawings. And these poems are the journey he traversed over the past 2 years, sitting on the river of his memory and imagination. Now, it's designed and edited by Jeanette Powers and published by Stubborn Mule Press. And then there is a book release party that's going to take place Friday, February 7th at 6 o'clock at the Kansas City Artists Coalition at 201 Wyandotte, Kansas City, Missouri. They have their, that's going to be a conjunction with their annual auction, right?
I think it's in the 7th Thursday.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I'm a little off on my dates. But yeah, so that's tomorrow night for the Kansas City Artist Coalition annual auction from 6 to at 6 o'clock. And yeah, their website, which I don't have
I don't
on
have
me.
That.
Google them.
Yes. they're down in the River Market on Wyandotte Street.
For now, because I understand they're going to be moving.
That's what they told me.
Yeah. That's great.
Not before tomorrow night. They'll be there tomorrow night.
They'll be there. They'll still be there. But, you know, if you would share some more of your work with us, because I think there's something about poetry and how visual it is when it's, what I believe, when it's coming from an artist, from a painter, printmaker, and that. I think they just have the ability to make those the words very visceral, very real. I can see the images in my mind.
Right.
So, yeah, share with us if you would.
Let me read one more short one.
Yeah.
In tears of remembrance, the land of dreams begins. My soul's are carried by twilight skies, forming clouds of what seems to have been mine, now all changed, all gone. The wind dries your saltwater tears before they can soothe my thirst. The rain does not reach the desert floor. Here all remains dry and dead. Grim reaper shouting in different languages we cannot understand. This is the sunset of memory, leaving all of us in solitude, alone, end the end to become one within the nocturnal cycle of morning on morning of mourning and becoming.
Wow. Beautiful work.
Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful work, Hugh. I want to mention that that Hugh's books of poetry will be for sale, with the funds going to the Kansas City Artist Coalition. That's tomorrow, February 7th, at 6 o'clock. You know, Harold, Hugh, the writing just has really just gushed out of you. It seems like in the last couple of years, what happened to you, my friend?
When I was 20 years old, I used to hang out with Allen Ginsberg, and John Cage was around at the time, and some other interesting folks. And Ginsberg was in my studio, and I was showing him and Cage my paintings. And I got cocky, and I reached over, and I had a notebook that I'd scribbled down some poems in, and I handed it to Allen, and Ginsberg looks at it and reads it very carefully, turns the page, reads the next one, hands it back to me, and said, "Paint." And John Cage cracked up. He's this little elf. Just cracks up, and Ginsberg's laughing, and I'm laughing. And what Allen was saying was to focus on what you do.
Yeah.
And so I've always written, but I I focus on the visual art, yeah. And now it's time for me to write. So he was correct.
Well, and I think, you know, as you talk about all your experiences and knowing this person and meeting this person and hanging out with that person, I want to see the movie version of your life. I really do.
Yeah, there is one.
Beautiful. Hugh, stick around. We're going to be right back. I'm going to get a little music in here. We're going to get Bill Sundahl back, and then we'll be back with Arts Beak Radio. Hold on. Hey, hello. Welcome back. This is Arts Beak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and we've got our beautiful Bill.
Was that my intro song again?
<All right. laughs> No, it's just one that I happen to like.
All
right. But, you know, Bill is here, Bill Sundahl.
That's right. Thank you very much, yeah. Maria. I'm here to tell the good folks that we did not get enough support during the last Champions Challenge, so Maria has agreed to let us use it again.
Absolutely, because we believe in this little old radio station.
That is correct. So I just hit start on a timer just 30 seconds ago to... so we have, 4 minutes and 25 seconds to make the phone ring, 888-931-0901, or go to kkfi.org, and we'll match the first $100 that comes in next 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So now's the perfect time to support KKFI and double your donation at the same time.
Absolutely.
And you're also doubling Maria's donation.
Yay, double down. Well, and, you know, I want to thank people like Hugh Merrill, who is a sustained donor, because he believes in the power of this radio station. He believes in our mission statement here and what we do.
That is true. That's why I'm a sustained donor as well, and that's why how I choose to do it. It allows me to budget for my year and my
month. But I get your
month.
Liver, right? I get... Or your heart.
Yeah.
You your donor.
You can have something.
Organ donor.
A limb. My knees are getting bad. I don't know. 888-931-0901.
Absolutely no sense.
That's right.
But yeah, 888-931-0901 is the number for you to call. Come on, match that money. Pony up, folks. Right?
Well, it's a matter. if you like giggling on the radio right after lunch, I giggle a lot every time I'm on this show because you're fun. You're fun to hang out with. You're fun to talk to. And you also are.
And I smell good.
You do smell good. It's hard for the people out there to
smell a vision. Well, you know what? You know, Bill and I always have a lot of fun together because I think, you know, we're both in this boat together in that we're really wanting your support, and we don't know how else to do it other than with a sense of humor.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, there's not that many places I can work where I could, you know, ask for money, you know, ask for support. But this place is not, it's a non-issue. I am happy to ask anybody ever to support KKFI because it's important that it exists. And independent media is one of the things that keeps a society free, and that is exactly what we're doing here. So we're not beholden to anybody. We say what we want. We say what needs to be said. And sometimes there aren't fair and balanced views. Sometimes there is really one side to a story.
Yeah.
And so a lot of media out there paints pictures in a way that maybe can skew the information, or they're not willing to talk about a specific thing because of some, their advertiser would not appreciate it if the story's about that advertiser. We don't have any of those issues here. We have some underwriters, but if one of them does something worth reporting, we're going to report it. That's just how this place works, and that's what it's built on. And it's built on years of small donations from individuals.
Yeah, we love having so many people from the community come in and share their experiences with us, their music, their writing, their poetry, upcoming events, opportunities. You know, we have Charlotte Street Foundation that comes in and shares information about opportunities and, you know, their billboards and the crossroads and what you can do and information about that. So you hear a lot of stuff.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
and it's important
and
information that you won't hear anywhere else. That's the mission of KKFI I sort of liken it to being a modern day soapbox. You could put up your soapbox in the, town square and just start talking. Well, that doesn't exist anymore.
Come on, people bring me the money.
888-931-0901. If supporting community radio is important to you, then you have 43 seconds to get in during this champions match. And Maria Vasquez Boyd is our champion during this
Maria
match.
Or Maria Vasquez Boyd.
That's what I said.
You know, we have in the phone room, we have Barry Jackson, we have Ebony Johnson, we have Link, and I'm not sure who the other fellow is, but I know.
I think it's Pat Reilly.
But we want to thank them all for their dedication and support.
It really does. It takes a village to raise this idiot, that's for sure. No, that's me personally, not the station. See, I have fun, and then I'm off topic.
Yeah.
6 seconds left to get your donation doubled right here at 888-931-0901. And there goes that timer. Call right now or go online at kkfi.org. All the thank you gifts are online as well. And again, there's phone volunteers in there. Just if they're not on the phone right now, they're eager to take your call.
They're eating salad. But you know what? I'm going to give you the sexy voice, and then we're going to go to Bikini Girls with machine guns. 888-931-0901.
Or kkfi.org.
Creepy voice. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. We're back here with Teresa Dirks and Vanessa Lacey. They're going to talk about the Juried Group Art Exhibition at the Vanessa Lacey Gallery that is located at 1600 Genesee Street. And welcome, Teresa Dirks and Vanessa Lacey. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us, Maria.
You bet. You know, and I'm so grateful that you came out on this really icy, treacherous day. And I appreciate that. So thank you so much.
I'd do anything for you.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about Capturing Bliss, which is the Juried Group show that's featured this Friday, right?
Yes, from 5 to 9. And we're blessed to have a string quartet, Arco, playing from 6 to 8. So you can come see this show that Teresa Dirks has curated. And I'm going to let her talk more about what we chose and why we chose it and how our show was put
Terrific.
Together.
This was my tutorial debut, and so I've learned a lot. It's not a simple task, but it was a very rewarding task, very difficult to eliminate. We started with about 600 pieces, and we edited down to about 20. Mm-hmm. So
wow, that's
not including Teresa's work.
I have three new pieces that I'll be showing.
So the show, the opening reception is this Friday, February 8th, from 5 to 9, and it will run through March 2nd, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for more information, VanessaLaceyGallery.com is the website. Who are some of the artists that will see that evening? You want to name drop a little?
Well, a lot of them are from out of town, so we put our calls out on callforentry.org, and we have work coming in from New York, Arkansas, just all across the country, really. So last night, you know, I was up late shipping work back from the previous show and opening boxes. It was like Christmas. And some really beautiful work, some still to be dropped off today because of the ice yesterday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so I would say just come and meet new artists and get to know some that you are local, like Teresa Dirks.
And Joe Buzzle.
And Joe, he's one of our local artists that will be in the show.
And it's a great location because it is in the historic Livestock Exchange building, and it is filled with artists like Teresa. You've been there for a number of years, yeah?
Several years now, yes. Yeah. I'm very fortunate to be on the fifth floor. We have our own little, we have Wilbur Nywald, of course.
Yes,
and Nina Irving and several.
Michael Walling, is he still there?
Yes, Michael's on our floor. Joseph LaRusso,
Hugh, did you ever have a studio in that space?
No, I did help move a very large etching press into a studio there, Laura Berman. That was not easy. And I've got lots of friends, Wilbur, of course, and Michael, and I taught together for many years, and Ada Koch.
Yes. She's
there, and so I know the building well.
Yeah. I've been there off and on through the years. I think when I was teaching at the Art Institute, I was there for a while, and then, you know, it just, whenever I could, but it's a beautiful location, and it's really changed, but we're really happy that the gallery is there, because with a building full of artists, it just makes sense. you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our open studio event that we do twice a year coming up in April. And we've been having our openings on second Fridays. So pretty much the second Friday of this month, next month, and the month after that, you can come in second Friday, 5 to 9. And especially our open studios, we have about 40 artists with studios in the building, and you'll get at least two dozen of them open their studio to you so you can get to know them and see their space.
Yeah, it's just a really terrific, you know, just vibe there at the Livestock Exchange Building.
Absolutely.
So it's Capturing Bliss, which is a juried group art exhibition at the Vanessa Lacey Gallery, and that's curated by artist Teresa Dirks. Was that difficult for you, Teresa?
It truly was. It was.
Yeah.
Of course, my art is a bit happy for the most part, and so I wanted to create that happiness, kind of a ephemeral aspect to the show. Some of it's playful, some of it's intimate, some of it's full of joy, and some of it's surreal. So it's I'm excited to see the show up. I think it's going to be a great collaboration of different styles.
And, absolutely.
Lots of bold color, of course. So,
well, in the theme itself, Capturing Bliss, I love here that I'm reading that you're in the artwork. It's about finding bliss in the now and living life to the fullest. Art that gives off the most blissful of vibes that was accepted into the show. Now that I'm thinking about it, Teresa, you and I were at the Johnson County Library recently for a panel discussion with Molly Hammer and was it just the three of us? No.
I'm going blank too.
Yeah. But anyway, I was able to see.
Anthony was there. And,
And you had some work there in the library too.
Yes,
so,
I was very fortunate to be selected for that. Yeah. It was a beautiful show with Jane Booth and Laura Berman.
Yeah.
And Katrina Ravenaugh. And Robin Van Hooser, yes, from
okay.
St. Joe.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Yeah. So Teresa Dirks and Vanessa Lacey, Capturing Bliss, juried group art exhibition this Friday opens from 5 to 9, and it runs through March at the Vanessa Lacey Gallery. That's located at 1600 Genesee Street, Suite 161. And, you know, once you're there, after you get your full fill of classical quartet music, violin music, and art, you know, it's just a great place to hang out and, you know, go to the Golden Ox or, you know, meet other artists in the building. I know they have open studios from time to time, right?
Yes, and actually we're going to do a studio tour at 8 o'clock that night.
Oh, beautiful.
So about the time the music's done, we're going to go upstairs. You'll get to see my studio, and I have a small residency program that I've started, so you'll get to see some very talented artists.
Absolutely.
Oliver Wright, Jillian Youngbird, and, David Titterington. Also, Zoe Green, who and Janae Perro, who work the gallery in exchange for their studio spaces. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to go to the website because we have so much more going on than just exhibitions. I think exhibitions are great, but we also have calls to artists. We have about four or five workshops planned for the upcoming months as far as painting, bead weaving, figure drawing, pretty much anything. And I encourage people who are looking for a place to teach to, you know, call me up, get involved, because this gallery is an artist-run community gallery, and we are just looking to involve everybody.
Terrific. Well, thank you. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Vanessa Lacey.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And Hugh, do you have anything to add?
Yes. I have walked by and seen the gallery. And it is a wonderful, wonderful space, and there's lots of parking right there. And of course, it's such a great building, and this is a phenomenal community that's been down there, and creative community for decades, and it's like KKFI, it's worth supporting.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
So I also want to thank again Hugh Merrill and Amanda Pendley, Abby Ludlow, Vanessa Lacey, and Teresa Dirks. And you know what? Next week, it's the day before Halloween, or Valentine's Day, February 13th. We're going to, I hate Valentine's Day, but Oh, well. Bernadette Torres will join us here live in the studio. Also, Kiki Cerna, Linda Lighton, and Anthony Orpeza. They'll be here in the studio. I want to invite you to stay tuned for my beautiful friend, Jeff Harshbarger. He is he's the meanest, baddest, loveliest bass player in town, and we love him. Congratulations to him and so many others who were in the performance of What Keeps Mankind Alive. It brought tears to my eyes, and I'm so grateful for the talent that we have in town. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in. And please, you still have time, call 888-931-0901 or pledge online at kkfi.org because we need your support. We beg your support. Well, not really, but we want your support. And I know you love us and we love you. Thank you so much for listening. And honey, I'm coming home.